English Pastoral, written by James Rebanks and read by Brian Dick.
Pastoral. Origin, Late Middle English. From Latin, pastoralis, relating to a shepherd. From pastor, shepherd. Adjective 1, of land. Used for the keeping or grazing of sheep or cattle. 2, in the Christian Church, concerning or appropriate to the giving of spiritual guidance. Noun 1, a work of art portraying or evoking country life, typically in a romanticised or idealised form for an urban audience. The Plough and the Gulls. The black-headed gulls follow in our wake, as if we are a little fishing boat out at sea. The sky is full of winged silhouettes and screaming beaks, and streaks of white seagull shit splatter like milk down onto the soil. I'm riding in the tractor, crammed in behind my grandfather. My backside aches from sitting on adjustable spanners, a wrench, a socket set. We are ploughing a 12-acre field high on a limestone plateau that tilts slightly down to the Eden Valley in the distance. The land is divided into long rectangular fields by silver dry stone walls. It feels like we're on the top of the earth, with only the clouds above us. The birds rise and fall in hungry tumbling waves. The highest soar far above the field like children's kites, anchored by lengths of invisible string. Some hang in mid-air a few feet behind the tractor, wings beating just above the plough. Others glide motionless, almost near enough for me to touch, with searching eyes and wrinkled yellow legs. One gull floats, with a leg hanging bent and crippled. The blue-grey Lakeland fells in the distance rise like the silhouetted backbones of giant sleeping dragons. The 6 ploughshares slice the earth into ribbons, and the shining steel mouldboards lift and turn and roll them upside down. The dark loamy inside of the earth is exposed to the sky, the grass turned down to the underworld. The upside shines moist from the cut. The furrows layer across the field like sets of cresting waves, sweeping across some giant brown ocean. The freshest lengths are darker, the older ones fading, lighter coloured, drying and crumbling across the field. More seagulls arrive, hearing a rumour blown on the winds to the four corners of the sky. They come across the fields and the woods on eager wings, on flight lines so straight they could have been drawn on a map with a ruler. They scream and cry out to one another, excitedly, spotting the freshly turned soil. The tractor engine works hard, oil-black smoke spewing from the exhaust as we head up the hill. My nose fills with the smell of diesel and earth. My grandfather turns backwards and forwards, half-focused on the straightness of the furrows, using 2 landmarks ahead, far beyond the headlands, to guide his line and keep it honest. One mark is an old Scots pine, the other a gap in a wall on a distant hill. He tells me about a young ploughman he knew who used a white speck as his more distant sightline mark, but ended up with crooked work because the furthest mark turned out to be a white cow that was walking to and fro across a distant hillside. The other half of my grandfather's focus is on looking back to ensure the plough does its work behind him. So he sits half-twisted between the 2 angles, the muscles in his neck taut, his leathery cheeks rough with silver stubble. The gulls fall upon the virgin soil and grab worms from atop the loosened surface, and then they quickly take to the sky again, racing away in a mad wing-flapping dash, gulping down their catch as fast as they can before they are mobbed. When they have the feast stuffed safe in their bellies, they are 100 yards or more behind the plough. They flap back into the air and gain height and glide down the field until they're above the tractor again. And then they repeat the whole cycle over and over. Further down, the rooks march across the field, and some of them take to their black wings and join the swirling crowd.